looked perfectly lovely. She had a form divine. He knew for sure that her haute couture was the latest Parisian design. How he admired the fabric, wondering what she had on, for it wasn't chinchilla in shades of vanilla or stripes of the sheerest chiffon. It was 10% Banlon, 22% Orlon, 38% Dacron, 17% Wool, and she wore it out dancing with its synthetic fibers. As they started to tango, she felt so chemical. Every strand was acrylic. What a wonderful blend. Every moment idyllic in the arms of a friend. To his passes insistent, she was wrinkle resistant, for she wore where he pressed her don't have to iron it, you just wash and wear it.
A girl can rely on it, it won't shrink, you can't tear it.
For it's 3% nylon, 12.5% styron. She said,
with this attire on, I can stretch all I want, for it isn't Helenka.
She explained to her date,
tango in triacetate.
Dancing faster and faster to Lester Lannin's orchestra, just like a demon possessed her.
Only polyester.
It's got wearability where other clothes lack it, and such versatility it won't crush when you pack it. For it's 2% trillium, and the lining is millium. Every Tom, Dick, and William who stood watching her pass suddenly saw her thigh slip as her date made a sly quip.
Caught her dress in his tie clip. It snagged, and alas,
it unraveled completely till she was tangoing bare. When she cried indiscreetly,
I've simply nothing to wear.
He didn't mean to divest her, to annoy or molest her. He merely did it to test her.